A musical adventure. New artists, new musicians, and everyone involved in the world of music. Live from Music City, Nashville, Tennessee, this is J-Rod Concerts, the podcast, with your host, Jamie Rodriguez. Let's find out what we have this episode.
We are back from Austin, Texas, South by Southwest. What an amazing time it was. We still have a lot of great interviews that we're going to put throughout this upcoming week. So stay tuned for those. So we're still going to be putting out South by material, even though we're not there anymore. We got back to Nashville last night, came back in the flight with our great friend Grace Bowers, and man, what a week it was. Thank you to everyone in Austin that said hello, that, you know, that cheered on the show, that gave us a high five, gave us some good vibes, friends, artists, everybody. Thank you so much for a great time. And, you know, we just had an incredible conversations there, incredible episodes. And one of them, ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, I haven't introduced myself. If you're new, this is Jamie Rodriguez, your host. This and every episode of J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. And yeah, we reunited with a great, great friend, ladies and gentlemen. She's Nashville-based. You may know her as Season 3 winner of The Voice, platinum-selling artist, Grammy-nominated artist, Cassidy Pope. Cassidy has a special place in our heart for many reasons. Not only is she an incredible artist and an incredible badass, but we share a lot of South Florida roots. So, you know, I grew up in Miami, a suburb of Miami. She grew up in West Palm Beach, about, you know, 45 minutes to an hour north. So she always led the way in rock from Palm Beach County. So, you know, lots of local references, but we love Cassidy, and really proud of what she has become as an artist, because her music is not only incredible, but she has become a pioneer and a leading voice for allies, for human rights, for what's right. She's outspoken against what's not right. Sometimes she puts her neck out in a town like Nashville, which is not easy. So she's a leading voice. She's a badass, and we're so thrilled to have her on the show and have her as a friend of all this show. So Cassidy Pope on South by Southwest. Guys, enjoy this conversation. Thank you for joining. Cassidy Pope.
Hi.
I feel like bad that I got you out of bed early in South by Southwest.
It's not early. It's 11 a.m.
I don't know, but like rock stars. I thought you guys live in a different time zone, you know?
I don't know. I feel like in this environment, you kind of have to like know how to work with a lack of sleep and just do it for like 3 days and then go home and crash.
Sleep for 3 days.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. But you were emo night last night. You were at a concert. Yeah. You did all the things.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you know, you're in a Nashville guy, so I had to make time.
Thank you very much. Thanks for coming.
Of course.
But you know, Cassidy, I was thinking about your career and it's so fascinating, like the journey that your career has taken.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not tooting your horn here, but like you have become like a beacon of like leading like charges and causes, and like you're like in the same vein as like Joan Baez now, to me at least.
Cool.
You know,
thank you.
I feel like you're an incredible artist, obviously, and singer and songwriter. But you know, the things that you've stood up for in the past 18 months, which have been chronicled in Rolling Stone, and you've talked about them.
Mm-hmm.
You've taken like a leadership mantle, an inspiration mantle, you know?
Thank you. I mean, thank you. I feel like in the past, I might not have been mentally ready to take a stand about certain things, and I might not have wanted to mix it with my music. But the older I get and the more I see injustice, or friends even just dealing with injustice, I feel like I want people to know where I stand, and I want people who come to my shows to feel safe, and like that is a safe space for them to be themselves. So it's just become kind of part of me and what the message that I want to send through my music.
Super inspiring, honestly.
Thanks.
Badass.
Thanks.
Like I feel like you moved to this era as the pope that is like, you know, you're building like a legacy.
That's cool.
It's really cool. Like I figured you'd be too close to the trees to see it, but like you're building something that is gonna be here after our time, basically.
Wow. I don't think about it that way, I guess. So that's good. Thanks. You can talk my horn all day. This is awesome.
Oh my God. I was listening to your new single.
Oh, cool.
It's so cool. The one that's coming out this week. And it's so refreshing to see you go back to that sound, honestly. Because, I grew up with that.
Yeah.
You grew up with that, too, Warped Tour and all that.
Yes.
Before you played it.
Yeah, yeah. I've always been a fan of the genre. I remember listening to Yellow Card and Fall Out Boy and The Used in high school. And then fast forward, I'm, on tour with... I never toured with The Used. I would love to.
Little Cassidy in Wellington High School.
Little Cassidy. Aaron, yep.
Music and Yellow Card.
Yeah.
In the amphitheater player.
Yep. Okay. Yep. That was me. I was a freshman year. I was very preppy. Hollister... Abercrombie, I was listening to those bands still,
that's
but then
so going to those stores.
Yeah, me too. I was like, this is not my vibe, but it's what everyone else is wearing, so I'm gonna be like everyone else.
Right.
And then it wasn't until my sophomore year or summer going into sophomore year that I was like, I think I might be emo. And then I discovered Hot Topic and Delia's or whatever it's called, and all these stores that were. Your swoopy hair matched and it was celebrated and it was black and studded belts, and I discovered more of the rock scene in West Palm Beach. So that is such a huge part of my makeup. And so going back to the genre and doing it now, it feels like, sure, it's nostalgic and it makes me happy, but it's I've always loved this kind of music, and there's no other genre that really makes me feel so strongly and passionately. When I hear a really, really strong pop punk chorus or a breakdown or a halftime part, my hair stands up, I get pumped. It's the genre that brings out the most emotion.
Yeah,
and I love that other artists and other genres, like SZA has made it known that she's an emo girl. I mean, Doja Cat, Rihanna always has been. I've always known that about her because I'm a super fan. But it's just so cool to see everybody in all these other genres acknowledging that this is a genre that influenced them as well.
Totally.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know, when you mentioned preppy, I take us back to Wellington Mall. Great mall, by the way.
I know, I love that mall.
Totally local reference. But yeah, where you're from, you have a great mall.
That was my first job at PacSun, Pacific Sunwear. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a discount. It was great.
You were cool.
Yeah,
well, it's been cool, Cassidy.
I know. Oh my God! By the way, you're playing Soundfest. Speaking of references, and no one is gonna get that. It's so exciting for us,
a West Palm Beach kid. It's a big one. It's the festival I grew up going to, and it's all genres. But the day I'm on is the pop punk, rock day. Third Eye Blind is headlining, so I'm ecstatic.
Tell me about Warped Tour. What I mean, Cassidy, is obviously you played it with your old band. But I'm just curious, how it was, as a touring musician. And I mean the good, because I attended it many times in Pompano Beach. And it was just a lot of dates, I know. It's very nonstop, right?
Yeah.
And also, lately, there's been some talk that there was, some harassment. It was just a different era.
Oh, boy.
It was just, a different era. Your experience, good, bad, ugly, whatever. Just plain Warped.
I mean, I definitely feel I felt a bit of a antisocial person on that tour, only because I hated not knowing what time my set was going to be. So I was not about to be up till, 1, 2 in the morning partying. No, every morning you wake up and it's you could be at 11 a.m. or you could be at 5 p.m. and you just don't know. Yeah, so I just wasn't going to risk it. And I also was on that tour with a lot of bands that I respected and wanted to impress, because at the time, we were very pop especially compared to the bands we shared the stage with. They put us on a hardcore stage. And I was so relieved when I could see the other bands watching our set, because I thought they wouldn't. Yeah, we were, I think it was the Hurley stage. So it wasn't the amphitheater stage, but it was one of the bigger stages.
For research a couple days ago.
Yeah.
A big crowd of kids.
Oh, yeah. It was nuts.
It was great.
We had huge crowds. It was amazing. But it was a really fun tour. It maybe showed me my professionalism, and I was really proud of that, because every show I felt so good about. I felt I gave 1,000% because I wasn't hungover. I wasn't, hoarse from talking super loud all night the night before. And although I probably missed out on like great barbecues, I mean, I went to a few, but I feel like I really showed what I could do. And I always felt like Hey Monday was a band that kind of always needed to prove ourselves, because we had this very rare trajectory of being signed to a major label and then directly going on tour with a band like Fall Out Boy and touring the world. So I was like, we have to kick ass every day. I'm going to sound awesome every day. So that was the only thing. I wish I hung out with everyone a bit more. But the catering was great. Okay. I owe everything to Kevin Lineman. I love that guy. I still call him if I need help with something or if I need advice. And I met a lot of friends that are still friends to this day. Yeah.
Cassidy. Let me pivot. I want to ask you about Pride.
Okay.
Because it's a great record.
Thank you.
And it's a great, great record. And I just want to put on the record and put it in your head. Like I know that it was weird timing with it. And a lot of people, it fell between the cracks with genres.
Yeah.
But it's so good.
Thank you.
Like, don't let it be forgotten. Please.
Thank you.
Like, develop your career and bangers and hits.
Yeah.
Because there's some really inspiring and fantastic singles in there.
Thank you. That I will be honest, that album like broke my heart. Like, yeah. I could get emotional, you know, talking about it sometimes, because I really felt like I was taking all the things that made me who I am. You
that's
know, that the
Break Two?
That's, yeah. Break Two is like,
I'm
so proud of that song. Taking two worlds and having them collide, like the pop punk stuff and the country stuff, I really felt like it was something special. And yeah, it just, I felt like the algorithm was against me with like doing country for 10 years. And then it came out in 2021, and I felt like things were still weird after COVID. I tried to tour on it in 2022, and that was weird. And people were still afraid to come out to shows. There were still vaccination requirements at certain venues. It was just a weird time, and I felt like it was a really good, it was a monumental album for me to do, to then tell me maybe you should be going in this direction, and I did. Yeah. So it was good for that reason, but I do wish it did better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of Thrive, I think that's a very cool character trait that you have, Cassidy.
Thank you
for your time. I know you got a lot going on. This resiliency that you have, like, I feel like you're a very resilient person. You really have a knack of seeing the meaning that you give, like, challenges in your life. Okay, like, how can I turn it? Like, why is this happening to me? To growth.
Yeah.
Like, you have a really cool, like, I've noticed that just from your sauce and from your trajectory, and not everyone. That's minority.
Thank you.
Where does that come from? That's really cool.
I think, you know, seeing my mom go through some really hard stuff growing up, you know, my parents divorced.
Right.
She, at one point, she has some back issues, disc issues, and at one point she was just not able to really, like, walk around. And
sure.
I felt like I just saw her persevere through so much. And just my family in general, there's just been so many things that have been tragic and hard to get through. And I've only, you know, opened up about certain things that I'll actually go into more on this new record that I'm going to put out this year. But I think just that, like, you know, from a very young age, seeing someone that I've always looked up to literally have no choice but to go through it and push through it and come out the other side stronger and provide for her family and provide for her kids. Like, that to me was just like the example that I needed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, being in the industry since I was really, really young, like I remember performing in Pompano and at Abacoa and stuff. From like, I think I was probably like 8 or 9 when I started to perform live. So, I mean, from an early age, I've experienced, you know, rejection and what are you going to do? Give up? Like, no, that's what I want to do, music for a living. So, okay, I'm not for them. Let's keep going. Let's move forward. And having the support of my family and everything, it's just, I don't know. It's just never been a question. I've had moments where I've been like, I don't know if I'm going to keep doing this. But then something random pops up or somebody says something or there's an opportunity that reminds me, like, it's not over till it's over. And I just keep going.
Like, I'm telling you, just going back to the first points, like, your discography speaks for itself, and that's amazing. But the legacy that you're building just under your name, it is very strong. It's about resiliency. It's about, you know, being in a beautiful state. It's about leading for what you believe in.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really
wonderful. Thank you.
Here with this, you're coming back to acting. I know you're doing something in Franklin and maybe.
Yeah, I'm doing a little musical in Franklin. It's an adaptation of A Walk to Remember. It's called Only Hope. I've been taking acting classes in Nashville for almost two years. And I've always loved acting. I've always tried to incorporate it into my music videos and just, I've always wanted to do it, but I never wanted to take time away from music. And now that I'm getting older and I'm realizing like, I want to diversify my career. I don't want to be doing one thing for the rest of my life. It feels like I've done it for so long, like just being an artist that I'm like, okay, what else can we do here? And acting is something that I've always wanted to do. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Thank you.
Rest of the festival.
You too. Super excited for the next chapter for you. Thank you so much.
You have been listening to J-Rod Concerts, the podcast. Thank you for tuning in.